again. 84, ILX.
Young, they letting you work on a Friday?
Yeah, they got 5 people out today. I guess people got things to do, move, and doctor's appointments, whatever, have not. So they asked me if I worked like 2 weeks ago. Absolutely. That's a kind of odd y'all's schedule at this far in advance, you know, 2 weeks out. It's usually I get a day's notice. But no, we're definitely going to need you that Friday. They have so many people out.
It's not going to be fun driving in the rain.
Just driving. Sit in the truck and pull the steering wheel and make sure you keep enough distance, that's all. I apologize for sending you the wrong dates. Yeah, it was the 16th, March 16th at the Sevierville Hamfest.
You guys are camping, or you camping the week before?
The grandkids. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to try and do it Fridays and Saturday night. And me and Mama may stay, you know, a day or two more. Maybe 3, I don't know. It just depends how the weather is, how everything goes.
You got a granddaughter spending the night tonight. She's going to spend the weekend with us.
Cool.
First time she stayed with us. She's 14 now, since she was probably 4 or 5.
Some distance there?
Me and my son don't completely gee and haw.
That shouldn't affect the grandkids. That's good to get, she stayed with you. Anything exciting planned?
So, just seeing what she wants to do, and I think she wants to go get her nails done. So I think Susan's going to take her to do that.
For like a teenager. So that I make sure I'm not double here. And my grandson is like, you got anything I can do for money? Yeah, actually, my truck needs to be washed. So you washed my truck and wiped out the floor mats. You've got to do the windows, so I'm going to have to get them to do the windows, but I paid him. He made a little bit of money.
What's wrong with that? He must have something he wants to buy.
Video games.
EJKT.
Come out.
Welcome back, Gary.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the only thing that motivates our kids is video games.
But before those came along.
An educational game or something you play on the computer. Oh, I didn't buy any Ataris or ended up game systems.
Yes, but they loaded from floppy disk into our Tandy 1000, and that was it.
Hey, we were happy with Tom and my Commodore 64. That was before I started with the VIC-20. That was when I was writing code. I guess they didn't call it code back then, though, did they?
Nope, back then. We didn't write code.
Or I've gotten out of it. I can't tell you.
This weekend.
Going in a bad spot. Be back in a minute.
No, we don't have anything really planned this weekend. My neighbor, she finally passed away, so we may spend a little bit of time over at the neighbor's house, helping them get organized over there, because me and the wife know more about her stuff than her, I guess, her family does. Her family's from Pennsylvania, so they, they swoop in at the last minute. I take everything over, but they don't know anything about the estate, so we have to show them around.
Yeah, we just got a granddaughter to spend the weekend with us.
Which, as we've been doing for the last several weeks, but hopefully this weekend there'll be drywall, paint, and trim around the windows. And if we can get it all done, then the cabinet people are going to come in this week for their final measurements and hopefully get started soon on building our kitchen cabinet.
Driving in the rain when you just have to guess where the road is.
When it snows, you know, they put the nice reflectors in the middle of the road. Then when it snows, they get the snow plows, come out and just scrape them all up, put them in a big pile.
And finish all this construction and put some good reflective paint down. But, I don't like relying on these reflectors either. Like, especially when I lived up north in Philadelphia, Yeah, man, the snow plows are just, you know, rip those things up all the time, and every single spring you see those trucks driving around gluing them back down.
Where they make a little pocket, you know what I mean, for them to fit in, so you can see them, but they're not above the road where they don't get knocked off.
Took them out every year because they get full of dirt and stuff.
Be cheaper than replacing them, right?
Cost to dig out the hole for them. They gotta have another machine to do that, and then, you know, keeping them clean or whatever. I don't know. I think it's just probably cheaper to glue something on top. Then he just scrapes the concrete barrier in the construction zone.
Sleepy.
He's placed all of a sudden. Oh, maybe he just had an itch or something.
The other day was a truck, and, you know, that right there in Pelham Road. So it's got the uneven pavement. Half the pavement's a little, on the left side is high, and the right side is the old pavement, so it's real low. And you get that lip in the middle, and it finally just the unevenness works its way to the edge of the lane. And I hit that the other day with that truck, and it just threw me all over the damn place. The darn place, excuse me. KT4 ILX.
KT, yeah, I'm lacking words right now, but yeah, the little ledge where they go from the where they've scraped it to where they haven't scraped it, yeah, that can be rough. It's really narrow in some spots in here. That concrete barrier is just like right up against the road, and he scraped it, knocked a couple of those little reflectors off, and a couple of sparks, and just kept right on going. I don't even think he noticed.
My pre-trip, I always walk around everything and check everything out, and it's amazing to see what's dented and dinged up on those trailers. Trucks are usually pretty okay, but the trailers get pretty well dinged up.
Which was the back of the trailer.
And sidetrack him a little bit. The other day, too. Sidetracking a pretty good bit. Not up here. Night last night, we had a little get-together. I was trying to get together with one of the people I had on my team back when I was working at the PD, and we set up a dinner at Outback for yesterday, and had a couple other people from the department showed up. It was really interesting. I had a good time. Almost made it 3 years.
And five fire trucks, all the lights going, and then
favorite color is blue.
There where I had several blue cars in a row. Now they've all been black.
My wife, Hyundai Tucson in blue several years ago. That my daughter still has, by the way.
Maybe blue. I switched from blue to black back in like 2003. So maybe it's time to switch back. It's been 21 years of black cars.
I don't do black cars. I don't do black, gray, white. Well, white's not as bad, but silver, any of those colors. I won't do green because they all look like things along that you see along the road. You know, people have a hard enough time pull out in front of you now, but like the other board I was pulling out, it was a gray car. I didn't see it, but it didn't even have his lights on. KD4 IOX. Prefer red. And the wife's car is now, I guess, it's more of a burgundy than a red. But we like those.
Black with little blue flakes in it, and the truck's white, and Susan's Jeep's like a blue-green.
My truck is black. Courtney's car is white, but she prefers white cars to black cars. So that's like our one difference.
Black car's clean. Especially, I live on a dirt road, so that thing would always look like dirt. I was driving a wife's car this morning, and I had to wash it off yesterday just to take it to go to dinner, because it was washed because I knew it was going to rain today, so it'd be a waste of money.
Mine with a garden hose in the driveway. The car washes. Last time I went through the car wash, they wanted like $43 to wash and vacuum out the car. I'm like, wow, that's a little pricey.
I haven't paid that. I wouldn't pay that, but
I don't believe that price.
I forget what it was called, but they've all gotten expensive like that. And they, you know, that, I mean, that was, you know, they wash the outside, they do the tire stuff, and then they vacuum and do the glass and all that other stuff. But I mean, I remember, when I lived in Seneca, that was $20 at the car wash, and this, all the places in Shelby are like 30 or 40 for that.
Take the house vacuum out. It's got all those long hoses on it, and I guess what 3.5 foot. Tube at the end, and I was using that to vacuum the car. I said, hey, yeah, this is pretty cool. I don't have to bend over to vacuum the car out. Or having a bad back.
10-gallon wet dry vac that we make that has a nice long wand on it, and I use that for all the cars too, just for the same reason. I don't have to be crawling around on my knees and stuff inside the car with a vacuum hose.
It was in school, so I couldn't pay him to do it.
Tommy to do things, but he just never does a good job because he doesn't care. So, like, he just wants the money for his video games. He'll do his, he does as little as possible to try to get it, you know.
He's like, all right, Papa, you want to inspect it? I'll inspect it. Well, first of all, it started with the car wash. Papa, I can't find the car wash. Did you check the bench? I'm in the patio. It's in the bench seat. He goes out there and he's like, I can't find it. Okay. So I get off the couch, go out there. Here's the bench. Open the bench. I said, you checked in here? Yes, sir. You checked all of them? Yes, sir. He starts picking up bottles and looking at them. I said, did you check the other bench? Because I have two benches. Yes, sir. All right. I walk over there, open it up, but I see it sitting there. I said, did you check it real good? Yes, sir. I said, you sure? You checked it really good. He starts picking up bottles. Oh, there it is. I said, yeah, that's why you're not getting $20.
One of his regular chores is to go around and scoop the yard, get all the dog poop up. You know, and I bought him the little thing with the little wand with the bucket and everything so he can just, like, shove it in there. And every single time, like, he goes out there, and he's out there for about 10 minutes. And he comes back in and says, I'm done. I'm like, are you really done? I'm like, and he's like, yeah, I did it, you know, I got it all. I'm like, well, if I go out there, am I going to find, like, four more scoops full? And he's like, no. And every single time I go out there, and I pick up more than he did. So, because he doesn't pay close attention to what he's doing.
You're going to pay him $10 to wash the truck. But if I have to come out there and point something out, everything I point out that you didn't do, it's going to be a deduction off what you're getting paid. They start paying more attention.
Kids work, you know, they haven't learned to care about things yet at 14.
My pet peeves, I just stress and harp on them on it. You know, if you borrow something, you better bring it the same or better shape than it was when you borrowed it. So I'll call them out in a skinny minute. I'll ask them, do I look like your mate? Do I look like somebody to go behind you and clean up after you? They get right on it.
When I was 14, too, and I never did, you know, in retrospect, I never really did a great job either, but, you know, with washing cars, you know, I started doing a much better job washing my parents' car after I got my own car, because then, you know, if it was my own car, you bet your butt that I got that thing perfectly spotless. That's when it kind of clicked with me, like, yeah, you know, maybe I better do a good job on theirs, too, because this is what they're expecting. So that's what kind of turned me around when I started doing things for myself and realizing that if I did a crappy job for myself and I was disappointed in it, you know, so were they when I did a crappy job for them. So it's just a lesson that kids need to learn at some point.
It's kind of a different story because they took my truck to go pick up kids at the bus stop yesterday. I just got it cleaned up. I said, you tell them that if they dirty that truck up, their brother is going to be really upset with them for dirtying up the truck that he has to clean. Interpersonal relationships between your brothers and sisters, and, you know, what you do affects them and what they do affects you, that kind of thing. So I and team.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Yeah, I've been with Courtney for 2 years now, and, you know, just watching her kids grow up. They are definitely growing up, and they're learning things. It's just a process, right? It's just nothing happens overnight.
I've got one that's a little reticent in his reading. So he's been reading to me on a nightly basis, and over the last month or two, he's really come a long way.
Like that, he just does not like to read or do homework or anything. So we had a little meltdown last night because I found that he's been hiding his homework so we don't see it. He's been folding it up and stuffing it in his little pocket in his book bag and then telling us he doesn't have any homework. And the teacher's sending us emails like, hey, you know, he's not doing his homework. What gives? And so we finally figured it out that he's just been hiding and lying about it. So we had a little meltdown last night, and, you know, he will certainly be doing homework every single day from now on. As soon as he gets home from school, there will be no video games, no TV, and he's going to learn the hard way that he's got to do the work.
I like the current trend. My motto is, if you do the crime, you're going to do the time. KD4IOX. Arch again, especially this weekend.
Yeah, we doubled to go again.
I was going to say, Ken's just going to spoil her this weekend, aren't you, Ken?
We will. And they don't get to come over too much because their mom and their dad share time between them. And one lives in Anderson and the other lives in Morris Hill.
Grandparents rule. Spoil them and then send them back.
They talking about two of the girls staying with the mom and one of them staying with their dad. I don't know how good that's going to work out.
Girls, though, they're sneaky. It depends on whatever they want and whatever parents are going to allow what they want. That's the one they want to be with.
Four boys and one girl.
They just have boys.
Yeah, but I've never had a sister.
Driving, she ran off the road going to school twice in the exact same spot.
Yeah, that's a girl.
Run a hood in the parking lot. Man, she had a bad effect right there on 290 where they, what it used to be a straight through, then they turned it to a four-way stop, and now I think there's a light right there at the Dollar General.
I'm here at a light on 290 now, but I don't have the Dollar General.
What is it, Hungry Drover or something is, and that man, a pickup truck ran that stop sign, and she broadsided him, and her little Corolla stopped in about 20 feet.
Poor thing.
Years ago, she ain't drove since.
My son, when he was driving to high school, every time me and Mom would go out of town, and he was responsible for getting his sister to school because there was a good age difference there. And every time we go out of town for something, something would happen. It was always something. So that's a standing joke in the family. Me and Mom going out of town now. Nobody get hurt. Nobody have to go to the hospital.
Hard on weekends, and so we have a rule, no emergency room on weekends. So be careful.
When we'd go camping, we'd be camping, you know, and then be some kind of last-second emergency that you had to take care of while you were camping.
Drive more crazy when it rains than when it's dry.
I gave up trying to figure people out decades ago. You just can't figure them out. There is no figuring people out.
Always running late. I mean, I'm getting off the interstate. I got one more mile to go, and I got 50 minutes to get there.
That the right lane has become the fast lane, and the left lane has become the slow lane.
Well, the other day, people get in the left lane and just want to, you know, stay in the left lane and drive like it's 5 miles under the speed limit and just stay there like they own it. It's theirs.
The other day it was like that, just, you know, mind-boggling. Somebody in the left lane going 5 or 10 under, and of course you got trucks over in the right, you know, they can't go that fast. I mean, especially if they're loaded, you know, the hills, they slow down, can't help it, right? So you got these bottlenecks, and just the people will not get out of that left lane, and this guy's like driving, you know, like he just doesn't care.
Well, you know, obviously passing them and then cutting over right in front of them, so they know they're going slower than everybody else, and they're still hugging the lane and not budging. And I just stay there.
I know, but I got people like riding up my bumper, flashing their lights at me. I'm in the right lane. It's like, guys, go over to the left lane if you want to drive fast. What hates me is that somebody's driving slow, so you try to go around them, and as soon as they see you trying to go around them, they speed up.
It's kind of a little different situation. We go to Sam's Club because they're killing time before we go to. And I always pull up past the spacer back in. Well, as I pull up past the spacer, the car whips around me and whips in the space that I'm going back into. So I just smooth range of motion, just put it in reverse and back into the space next to them. And obviously they were on the speakerphone because we were in our car next to their car. And all their windows were up and ours were up, and I could hear them on the phone. You know, because they had the speakerphone on the car. So I guess it was Bluetooth to the car. And it was a nurse. I'm thinking to myself, these people are crazy. She's a nurse by herself, just in our little world.
Out for
her. Here's my responsibilities as I was backing up to make sure nobody was behind me. She's lucky I checked. I could just back right inside of her.
Into the driveway, and it's a really tight fit to get the truck backed up to the trailer and get the truck off of the road and that. The sun was shining and onto the screen. I couldn't see the backup camera, and I backed my license tag right into the tongue.
I'm gonna bend in it.
Straighten it out. And three, I'm backing into my parking spot. You guys have an awesome, safe day out there, and I'll catch you again later. KN4 TFW.
Great day. We'll catch you next week. This is W2JKT.
And don't bend up that license plate. State man gets you. Have a great day. KD4 IOX. And I'm going to go get my truck, hook it up to the trailer, and I'll be heading down your way at Anderson today. 73. Good conversation with all. KD4 IOX.
Okay, we'll catch you next week. This is W2JKT. Have a good weekend.
KD4 IOX.